subject. Yes, he's a murderer, but he has a good heart. Dear Stephen Shirley, I hate to toot my own horn, but hey, I'm a 23-year-old woman who has done very good for herself. I don't have any babies running behind me, and I have my own home, my own car, and a great job. But I've always been dealt terrible, terrible cards when it comes to men. I had a rough and ugly childhood, and I saw and experienced some things that I still cry about. I had no father figure in my life, so I look for that manly figure in my men. About a year and a half ago, I met this guy, and he had it going on. He had the thug appeal, the jobs, his own car, and conversation out of this world. After close to a year, I went over to his house for a late night movie, and to say the least, we had pillow talk several times after that, and he began to open up to me. He confessed to being a drug dealer, doing several robberies, countless home break-ins, and taking people's lives that he felt deserved it. Yes, I admit it. It frightened me a little at first, but the more I got to know him, I was able to look past his wrongdoing. I got to underline this right here because I don't know how the hell. Once you tell me that, I got news for you.
Right.
We are forever different. And see that once I got to know him, I was able to look past his wrongdoings and see that he has a good heart. Over the course of me being his boo, I grew an enormous amount of feelings for him, but recently we got into a huge argument and we split up. He never confirmed us as being in a serious relationship, and it broke my heart. I can't stop thinking about him and that sexy thug appeal. I've been wondering if I let my knight in shining armor get away. Yes, Stephen Shirley, I can hear you loud and clear, but despite his past, I still think he'll make a good husband for me someday. Should I run after my murderer, drug dealing ex and make things right before it's too late, or should I just leave it alone and move on, Carla?
All right, to each his own. Now, I can't tell you what's going to make you happy, but I am going to tell you to do the logical thing. Run, girl, run. Don't look back. You've said nothing positive about this guy. You got it going on. You got your own house, car, good job, no babies, and you want to date a loser? He's a murderer. You met this guy, he had that sexy thug appeal. You know, car, good conversation. And I know some women like the bad boys. It's just something about them. So now after dating this thug for a year, he told you he was a drug dealer, bank robber, did some home break-ins, and killed people he felt deserved it. For real? Come on now. Y'all broke up. And then he said you guys never really had a serious relationship, which upset you. Now you want to chase this criminal to be in a relationship. You even said possibly be your husband, but he doesn't want you as his girlfriend. So it's kind of sad when you think about it. Listen to me carefully. The drug dealer, robber, killer, criminal thug broke up with you because you're not the one. And you want to know, should you make things right or should you move on? Move on. Seriously, move on. Steve?
You know, this letter right here, it always starts the same way. I'm a 23-year-old woman who's done very good for myself. I don't have any babies running behind me. I have my own home, my own car, and a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, this is usually the part in the letter where the woman that's writing the letter tries to make you think that she ain't really crazy. See, this is the I ain't crazy part of the letter. Okay, now that you got all that going on, you've been dealt terrible, terrible cards when it comes to men. No, let's stop it. You're not dealt cards with men. You've picked the wrong men. Because, see, you keep picking for the wrong reasons. Because you didn't have a father figure in your life, you look for a man, so you want somebody to be your damn daddy. Well, that ain't finna happen. That's not how this works. And then about a year and a half ago, you met this guy, and he had it going on. The first thing you said was he had the thug appeal. Mm. Okay, first of all, why are you looking for a man who has thug appeal? You know, I got you on your man to have a little edge on you, you know, some hardness to him. In case things go rough, you got somebody you can lean. I got that. But thug appeal? Then he got a job, a car, conversation. So y'all in there, y'all done had sex, and he's sitting up talking to you one night. Then he tells you that he... was a drug dealer. He did several robberies, countless home break-ins, and taking people's lives that he felt deserved it. Yes, I admit it. I was a little frightened at first. Frightened a little at first.
You should be scared.
I'm so scared of his ass at this point. I can hardly breathe. I don't know what's stopping you from dialing 911, my damn self. I really don't know how I'm going to sit up in here and find out. If I'm dating a woman and we laying in bed and she go, you know what, baby? I was a drug dealer and an ex-felon and I did countless robberies and countless home break-ins. Good-ass people don't do, people with good hearts don't do countless home break-ins, countless robberies, sell dope, and kill people who they think deserved it. You got a good heart and you think somebody deserved to die? Your definition of right is way off.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.